I was wondering if we could focus on punishment and how we might view this by reflecting on our own experiences as humans.
You know, I think the first thing that's really important to talk about is that it's a procedure of decreasing behavior. The first thing our brains go to, because we're conditioned that way, is going to hurt. I'm really not going to like it. But it can be very, very small. I think about that bubble invader, somebody that takes that step just a little too close to you. So my behavior of standing in proximity to this person gets punished, right? Because I'm going to step away because you're just a little too close to me, buddy. So that's positive punishment. My stepping away will increase. So there's a reinforcer. Negative reinforcement of the moving away behavior, positive punishment of the standing there behavior. Now, did I die? Did I anything else crazy happen? Because it's punishment, right? In our heads, that's something major, but it's just a decrease in behavior over time. The video I showed in the workshop was two people kind of not pushing up physically, but with their body kind of corralling animals in a certain direction. And that little bit of pressure as far as proximity to the flamingo was enough for the flamingo to move away. There was no death-defying punishers. There was no sticks, no nothing. It was just stepping a little closer and the flamingo moved away. There's nothing major going on there. There's nothing that is going to hurt that animal. That aversive that the animal will move away from will get you side effects. Science has proven that there's at least 4 detrimental side effects of using an aversive, of you stepping into that flamingo's path and having them move away. One of them is escape avoidance. That's kind of the one that we're working on. You walk closer, but flamingo goes, okay, I got this. If you come closer, I move away. Pretty soon you're thinking about moving closer. Flamingo sees you and goes, you know what? I'm going to just get away. It's an escape avoidance behavior. Or if they come out of a certain pen, you walking towards the pen gets the animals already going, okay, I'll head out. I know what is next. Overgeneralized fear of the environment is another one of those. The environment is all of a sudden not as comfortable. So as soon as they get outside, they want to get to their pen because they don't want to stay in that area. Apathy, the flamingo is just going to stay inside. Stand there on one leg, not behaving much. It's just going to hang out because it's learned that there really isn't anything it wants to do. And aggression. I can imagine that flamingo one day turning around going, hey, buddy, that's enough. And boom, gets a nip or a bite. And when you think about that, like you asked, how do I see that in your day-to-day life? It's the same thing. It's like your boss talking to you in his office and you get not even reprimanded. And so sometimes it's even that moment where they go, hey, you could have done this a little better. And you go, oh man, if that's enough of an aversive, you can go through that same list of side effects. So you go through escape avoidance, pretty soon you don't want to walk past your boss's office anymore. You just go around another couple cubicles to get there. Overgeneralized fear, pretty soon you go, you know what? My boss is on the 7th floor. I don't really want to go to that 7th floor because he might be there. So you got that part of it. Apathy, I clock in right at 8, 7:59, I'm there. 8 o'clock, I'm clocking in at 4:45, I'm standing there waiting to clock out at 5 o'clock. And aggression. Aggression is usually verbal aggression, talking to each other. Oh, you know what? My boss just talked to me. He's such a whatever. And we label that. And that's our verbal aggression that you see just as much. So just like with the animals, there's a better way to do it. Instead of using that positive punisher and a negative reinforcer, why not use a positive reinforcer? Why not reinforce the animal for getting to the other spot? And that is what we look at. Effectiveness is not good enough. Problem with punishment is that it works. Works beautifully. Decreases behavior and you get what you need. But because it's effective doesn't mean it's good enough. We need to look for our least intrusive, most positive ways of training. And that's why when we're in the operant arena, we look for positive reinforcement training.